seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick, host of iTeam, and today I'm talking to the big networks. Why they're about to collapse in the next few years if they don't make a few minor adjustments.
I want to make a prediction today about business on why I believe YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon is going to put the four major networks out of business. And I'll tell you why based on some numbers on what's happening. This is why I believe the four major networks, we're talking CBS, NBC, ABC, and I'm missing one, Fox. I think they all need to be very, very paranoid right now. There's a good book back in the days was written. I think Andy Grove wrote this book. It's called Only the Paranoid Survive. Highly recommend it. It was written like in 89 or 90. So the stories are kind of old, but it's good to read it. It's very important to be paranoid, and those major networks need to be paranoid. Here's why. So the first thing I did, I said, okay, I am no longer watching TV. I watch everything out of a cell phone, and you know, this is what I watch stuff out of. I don't watch TV anymore, and if I'm not watching anything on this, I may watch a movie on Apple TV or Netflix. I get my ESPN highlights on my phone. I get my politics on my phone. I read news on Twitter. I get everything on the phone. So I don't really have a TV need anymore. What for? Why would I have a TV? So I said, I'm really curious. This was the first question I asked. I said, I am really curious. I wanted to process this issue. How old is the average TV viewer? Now, every number I give you, I have links on the bottom that I highly suggest you go click on every one of those links and see the stats. Everything I give you is from the links on the bottom. How old is the average TV viewer today? So I pulled up this one link from Nielsen. Nielsen is the one that gives the ages on how old is the average person that watches Fox. How old is the average person that watches such and such? And I saw a study that showed in 1991, these numbers are staggering. How old would you say the average TV viewer was in 1991 watching Fox? Fox, average age in 1991 watching Fox. You ready? The average age for Fox in 1991 was 29. ABC was 37. NBC was 42, and CBS was 45. Now you see the chart on the picture that's been put up. So we have Fox 29, ABC 37, ABC 42, CBS 45. This is in 1991. The average age in 2015 for those same exact channels, you're about to be shocked right now. For Fox is 49, for ABC it's 54, NBC 54, CBS is 59 years old. What does this mean to you? Listen, TV, and I'm not saying this with no unemotional connected to the different audiences, age, all this other, I'm not trying to be inconsiderate. TV is about to, if TV was a human being, their viewers are about to die in 30 years. Because in 30 years, you're talking 79, 84, 84, 89. Life expectancy today roughly is between 80 to 85 years old. TV is about to die in 80 years. Why is TV about to die in 80 years? So then I said, I'm really curious to know how much TV people watch different age categories. So I want to know how much TV someone in their 60s, how much do boomers watch, millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, how much do they watch? How much do TV teens watch? Look at the numbers. You'll be blown away by the numbers. So teens, ages 12 to 17 years old, watch roughly 17 hours of TV per year. Now, this is a drop of 11.5% last year, meaning last year they watched more TV, roughly 19 hours. And 4 years ago, these same teens were watching 30% more TV 4 years ago. So teens 12 to 17, they watch 17 hours a week. Pay attention to that number. Age, number of hours. Millennials ages 25 to 34 watch roughly 21 hours per week, a decline of 24% from 2011. Gen Xers watch roughly 28.5 hours of TV per week. This is ages 35 to 49 years old. So you kind of be able to relate it for your own self. It's down 11% from 2011. Adults above 50 to 64 years old watch 39 hours, and they haven't really dropped off. They only dropped off 2 minutes per week over last year and 2% over 2011. And boomers ages 65 and up, let's just say ages 65 and up, they're watching 47.5 hours of TV per week, is up 5% over 2011. What does this mean to you? Here's what it means to you. If I was an analyst working for Fox, if I was an analyst working for NBC, ABC, or CBS, I'd be looking at this saying, why are we putting so much money in hopes of TV doing well when TV viewership is going down and YouTube is blowing up? They have 31 million people that are watching. What are we doing? We got to get these numbers in place. We got to make some adjustments, and they're not. Now, they can afford to do that because I think CBS is owned by Viacom. CBS is with Viacom, and then NBC is owned by Comcast and GE combined. They own NBC. And then obviously NBC, they own a bunch of different things within it. So to them, to lose a little bit of money is not a big deal. These guys are not going to be concerned about NBC, Fox, all this other stuff. But it's NBC, Fox, CBS, and ABC don't figure out a way to go compete with the Netflix, the Hulu, the YouTube, and the Amazon of the world. They're about to be crushed. Watch. Just last year, 2 years ago, Amazon went into the movie side to start competing with Netflix because they noticed we need to compete with Netflix. And Jeff Bezos is brilliant. He may be in his late 40s, early 50s, but he's sitting there saying, I need to see what's going on next. So he's not a guy that's older, already, you know, worth $45 billion, saying to himself, oh, we're already good, we're already hungry. But that's about to happen to the major networks very quickly. Let me give you some interesting stats to be thinking about. Again, today, I'm a little bit strange when it comes down to DigiNotes. I like strange facts, and you can call me crazy for that. There's certain facts that I just really am curious about. Let me give you some interesting facts about what I'm talking about today. Cable TV has been on a decline of viewership every single year for the last 5 years. Now, 5 million people from 2010 to 2013 canceled cable TV. Let me say it one more time. 5 million people from 2010 to 2013 completely canceled TV. Here's some numbers for you. Cable's gone. If you're watching cable, and most of us on average, you know, we'll pay $60 a month for cable, while Netflix is now $7.99. Why are we buying cable? What are we not going to have on cable that we have on YouTube, Netflix? What, like yesterday, Super Tuesday was taking place with politics yesterday. I missed everything. You know, it was the first place I went to watch the reruns. Hey, go watch Donald Trump's speech that he gave at the end. Go watch what Ted Cruz said. You should have seen how much Marco Rubio bashed. Watch what Hillary said. On my drive home, everything was on YouTube. Boom, boom, boom. Didn't see anything. Nothing was on TV. It was all on here. Estimated number of active users in U.S. 294 million watch TV. 200 million on Facebook active. 235 million on Google, YouTube combined together. So why cancel cable? Cost of cable has gone up 77% since 1996, while viewership has gone down and subscribership has gone down since 1996. Now here's another stat about Netflix that's just mind-boggling to me. 65% of Netflix viewers, 65%, listen, 65% of Netflix viewers are between 16 to 24 years old. 65%. 2 out of 3 people that watch Netflix are between 16 to 24 years old. No wonder Netflix is a great stock to invest. No wonder they're doing so well. They went after the market that's developing. They went after the younger market that's developing. YouTube, they roughly get 6 billion hours of video watch per month on YouTube. 81% of millennials use YouTube. 58% of Gen Xers use YouTube. 43% of boomers use YouTube. You notice, boomers use more TV, Gen Xers, millennials use more YouTube, and to always pay attention what the future is going to happen is always look at the youngest generation, what they're doing. If you can find out what the youngest generation is doing, they're controlling the next 30 years. If you're paying attention to the oldest generation, that's a decline. That's what's about to happen with that whatever that product is. If there's a product that they need, retirement, that is on an increase. But if it's something that's media, that's on a decline. And so Netflix came out with an original series called House of Cards. Then you saw Hulu coming out with the original series. Then you saw Amazon coming out with original series. And I think YouTube now, if you go look at YouTube, just search YouTube a little bit. There's several links that say YouTube has a lot of private talks that they haven't said publicly yet with Hollywood on them producing some incredible movies that they're going to launch on YouTube for you and I to watch. I think they just came out. Red. YouTube Red is what? $9.99 a month, right? YouTube. And they're predicting 3% of their users are going to buy YouTube Red at $9.99 a month. And you got to see how that whole revenue generating system that they have in place. YouTube is planning on revolutionizing because YouTube is starting to realize there is a a certain level of paranoia with YouTube towards Netflix, Netflix towards YouTube. So both of them are like, oof, we need them. Ooh, I hope they don't do this. I hope these guys don't do this. I hope they don't know about this. I hope they don't. And they're both kind of helping each other because they're doing the same things that they're doing. But YouTube's just got a bigger platform right now. Netflix just figured out a way to put money into it. But you're dealing with Google founders that are visionary founders that they're going to figure out a way to compete with Netflix. So then you continue and you look at these things and you say, okay, well, Pat, what does this mean? Let me give you some math here. I was having a conversation on a conference call yesterday with a handful of people I mentor on a weekly basis. And I said, guys, you got to know and study trends on what's happening in different marketplaces. And myself, I'm in the financial industry, insurance industry. So just recently MetLife sold off their 4,000 agents to MassMutual for roughly $400 million. MetLife sold 4,000 agents to MassMutual for $400 million. It's $100,000 per agent is what they're paying for because the life insurance industry is dying with distribution. They need a lot of distribution. The average agent age is 59 years old. And so we're sitting there saying that's the number. The average agent's age with our company is 33 years old. And they're buying a market that may not be selling for more than 5 years. They may not be training anymore for 5 years. Was a really wise investment. We'll see why MassMutual did. Was it MassMutual made the right choice or did MetLife make the right choice? And we were talking about age. And I said, look, think about it this way. Here's something to be thinking about. How many feature films would you say come out every weekend? How many feature films come out every weekend? Mari, what would you say every weekend? How many feature movies come every weekend?
Say 2 to 3.
2 to 3. How about we say 4? Okay. Sure. So if we got 4 features that come out every weekend, how many features come out per year?
40.
So if you got 50 weeks in a year, 52 weeks in a year, 52 times 4 is 200. Let's just say 200 features that are coming out per year. How many hours is the average movie? 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
2 times 200 is how many hours? 400 hours. Hollywood produces 400 hours of feature movies that go into theater every single year. YouTube makes 400 hours of new content every minute. Every minute, YouTube produces 400 hours of new content every single minute, while Hollywood takes 1 year to make that and put in the theater. What does that tell you? I think there's a trend there. I think there's some numbers to be thinking about there. I think it's to sit down and realize when you're looking at the media side, you know, whether you're involved in it, whether you're looking at it, and whether you're starting to realize that how is communication being, education being communicated to people? How are we seeing how Khan Academy went from what it was to now Khan Academy having 3 million viewers and all these people that are studying? What is going on with YouTube? What is going on with Netflix? What is going on with Hulu, Amazon? It's just to know that exactly what happened with Blockbuster, exactly what happened to Circuit City, exactly what happened with Borders, and many other companies, I have a feeling it's about to happen at the highest, highest level with major media companies. And it's going to open up a complete new platform to start realizing that education is being watched through YouTube. Education is being watched through phones. And if we don't adjust, in your own business, because this to me, you're watching saying, so who cares, Pat? I mean, why do I care about something like this? Let this be something in your own business to know that if you don't make adjustments in your own business, because sometimes it's very comfortable to have a full belly. It's very comfortable to be satisfied with the kind of money you have and with the kind of status you have and you know what you're doing well. Now you're going home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you go home at 1 o'clock, you're golfing 2-3 times a week because you're already there. And so you're losing your edge. And then all of a sudden, boom, Netflix comes. Boom, Google comes. And Yahoo's not paying attention, Google's just a regular guy, then Google becomes what they are. Boom, Facebook comes, and then no one's talking about MySpace. Boom, Amazon comes, and no one's talking about, you know, Borders, Barnes & Noble. Boom, you know, iPhone comes, and Nokia CEO the other day is emotional saying, I think we did everything right, or BlackBerry, we did everything right, and then look what happened with Nokia. I mean, there was a time, everybody, what happened with these smartphones? It's when you don't pay attention, thinking you are not going to get knocked out by another guy, that's when you get knocked out. Moral of the story here today, keep adapting, keep improving, keep re-strategizing, keep figuring out a way to get better, keep figuring out a way to make yourself sharper, tighter, keep your mind in shape with information, with current information, with things and trends that are taking place that could potentially affect your business, and look at some parallels with other industries that you can use to put into your business that can help you effectively grow at a faster pace to have an edge on everybody else. That's what you get paid to do as an entrepreneur. And there's a reason. there's a reason a lot of people go, boom, victory, collapse. Boom, boom, victory, collapse. There's a reason for, this is not supposed to happen to everybody, but this generally happens because right here you're thinking you're in, you, no one can touch you, you're untouchable, and then you collapse. This is when you got to figure out a way and not get too comfortable and figure out ways to adjust, improve, adjust, improve, adjust, improve, adjust, improve, adjust, improve. And the next thing you know, you're one of the big guys in the marketplace. Then you have targeted from a bunch of other people that want to come after you. But at that point, you can pick and choose what things you want to do next. Because in reality, if Viacom, if you know some of these NBC, if they really want to do to have a big platform to be able to do it with, but they need the right strategies in place to be able to make the next move. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick BitDavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.